This is Build a Big Podcast. I'm David Hooper. I'm going to give you a disclaimer. There is no porn on this podcast episode. There's nothing even explicit on this episode. Just an important lesson for podcasters. You know, America, we got a lot of stereotypes, a lot of them, good and bad. And one of the better ones is the stereotype that this is the land of opportunity. Maybe it's not a stereotype. Maybe it's a reputation. I agree with that, by the way. I think it's true. And one of the stereotypes about people living in America, let's call them Americans, and this is probably true for immigrants more than natives at this point, it's that we take advantage of that opportunity. Opportunity, this is what we have in podcasting right now. And one of the reasons that I like podcasting is because it's yours. You own it. You can do whatever you want. And that can get you in trouble. I saw a documentary, it's called Life After Porn 3. There were two of them before this one. It's on Netflix. And there's a great quote that got my attention. It's by a woman named Tara Patrick. Don't search for her if you're at work. Check this out.
I realized if I'm getting into this, I have to make it worth my while. Once you've had a dick in your mouth, you can never go back. You can't unring the bell.
Good advice for podcasters. Yes, you want to make it worth your while. That's good advice. But the reason that I play this clip is because once you put something out there, it's out there. And that's important as podcasters for us to keep in mind. I mentioned this at a speaking engagement that I did last week. The topic of taking chances on stage, taking chances with our podcast. If you want your podcast to be successful, and if you want to be the type of person that somebody wants to listen to, you've got to take chances. The risk is that you'll go too far. And sometimes you will go too far. And like Tara said, you can't unring that bell. You're going to say something that alienates listeners, alienates sponsors. You may lose sponsors over it. You're going to say something that hurts your reputation, hurts relationships. The one interview that I've had on this podcast has been Dave Jackson, Hall of Fame podcaster Dave Jackson. And we talked about how he said some things that affected his relationships. The woman he was dating at the time, she heard his podcast. Oops. Sometimes you go too far with what you say in your podcast. It's just you in your recording booth, at your desk, wherever you record your podcast. You don't think about it going out to people, yet it does. I know that certainly happened to me. And it certainly happened to me in person as well. In fact, there's not a speaking engagement that I do where I don't make somebody mad. This even applies to your writing. It could be Facebook. It could be your book. There's not a book that I've written that hasn't made somebody mad. Sometimes it's them, the person reading your stuff, listening to your stuff, they don't get it. But sometimes, I'm only going to speak for myself, sometimes I go over the line. If you want your podcast to be big and really connect with people, though, you've got no choice. You've got to take these chances. Sometimes you're going to go over that line. Anything else is lukewarm. That's lukewarm at best. It's ice cold at worst. It's not going to connect. And the irony is because it's not connecting, you're making somebody mad. They feel like they've wasted their time. I got a friend of mine, this guy knows a couple languages. I asked him about it once. I said, what's your secret, man? How did you learn these languages? And he said this. He said, you can't be afraid of making mistakes. The people that I have seen that get good at second, third, fourth languages, they speak them. You can't just think it in your head. You can't go down that rabbit trail of, this is how it's going to work out. You got to let it out of your mouth. And you got to see how it works. Sometimes you're going to make mistakes, especially in a second or third language. But it's going to happen to you with your first language. It's going to happen to you in other ways. I had a sideman on my radio show. And a sideman is, this guy was a guitarist. He played with established artists. When they would go out on tour, he was the guy in the band that they hired. And I asked him how he was successful. And he said, don't meek out. Three words. Don't meek out. When you go out for a solo on stage, walk out to the front of the stage. Be bold. And when you make a mistake, lean into it. Most of the time, people won't know. And that's true. In podcasting, when you say something, maybe it is a mistake. Maybe you didn't mean to say it. And maybe it does isolate people. But some people, they're going to be attracted to you even more. That boldness, to me, that's good podcasting in a nutshell. You will have more success in podcasting when you own your words, even if they're the wrong words. Own your podcast. I got a final clip from Tara Patrick.
We're out and open with what we do. I've always said, why do you think I wasn't in mainstream? I have my own production. You know, I'm making my own money. I'm doing what I want to do. I don't want to do mainstream. I like That's what I'm famous for. I didn't cure cancer. You know what I mean? I'm famous for being Tara Patrick.
I love that this is a podcast. I love that it's not major media. I love that I don't have the FCC to worry about. I love that I can say anything that I want, but I'm choosing to keep it clean. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, no expletives on this podcast. And that's done on purpose. Not because I don't feel like saying them sometimes, but because that limitation makes me think about the words that I'm saying. I think limitations can be very powerful when they're there by choice, our choice. I don't want somebody else putting limitations on me, but I think it's good that you can choose not to do something, just like you can choose to do something. So a great take on podcasting by Tara Patrick. Own podcasting. If you want mainstream success, go to radio. It's a much bigger audience. But if you're really ready to own your stuff, this is the place for you. I want to help you out with that. I've got a website. It's called bigpodcast.com. If you go to bigpodcast.com, I've got episode templates you can plug and play to create great episodes for your podcast. These are episodes that are going to attract your listeners. I've got other thoughts on how to market your podcast, attract an audience, make more money with your podcast. That is available to you at bigpodcast.com. So go there, bigpodcast.com. Check it out. Sign up for the list. I got some exclusive subscriber-only stuff that I send out. Take a look. If you've got questions, if you've got comments, you can reach out to me. You are guiding this show. This comes directly from the emails that I get, the Twitter messages that I get. It comes from the one-on-one conversations that I have, like the one that I had last week, talking about putting your foot in your mouth. When do you go too far? You are steering this. So if there's something that you want to hear, something you want me to talk about, reach out to me at bigpodcast.com, and I will see you on the next episode of Build a Big Podcast.